Yes, you are in. Well, I'm kind of excited you're in. This is uncomfortable. It's a tough play of the day, one of the hottest subjects that's going to be going on, especially for this upcoming election season. And it's not an easy subject by any means, but this is what we do, Fry Dudes. We get real, we pursue truth. So, without further ado,
here. Now I'm burying, looking head for sale. I didn't hear a thing, I got to
back the 19th century.
Well, not if you believe it's murder. You know, that's why I don't understand the 15-week thing. Or the Trump's plan is, let's leave it to the states. You mean, so killing babies is okay in some states? Like, I can respect the absolutist position. I really can. I scold the left on when they say, oh, you know what? They just hate women. People who aren't pro-life, pro-choice. They don't hate women. They just made that up. They think it's murder. And it kind of is. I'm just okay with that. I am. I mean, there's 8 billion people in the world. I'm sorry, we won't miss you. That's my position on that. What?
That's quite harsh, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not
is
sure
that not your position if you're pro-choice?
Isn't that mainly because you don't like children? I mean...
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
No. I mean, but if you are... You said you're pro-choice. Mm. That's your position, too. Mm.
Yeah, and by the way,
okay,
I do respect people who completely disagree on this. It
right.
is one of those issues. You know, they always say to English people, don't come to America and start talking about guns and abortion.
Yeah.
So here we go. But I think that...
Wow. Talk about not sugarcoating. Dang. And some of you are thinking, what are you doing bringing in an atheist for play of the day? Well, first of all, that's not the first time we've had an atheist on as the play of the day. Why? It points to truth. Well, we'll use it. Think jiu-jitsu. If you're not sure what that is, then look it up. Bottom line, the enemy all the time twists what was meant for good and turns it to bad. Or flat out, we'll just use someone's bad where there should be good. Think hypocrite and say, see? The bottom line is, that is an amazing statement. And yeah, we'll get to it. So anyway, preface. If you have had an abortion or a part of one, I'm the last one to judge you, me personally. So when you hear these stats coming up, please know there was once a time I would have driven you to the abortion clinic and paid for it. So I'm the last one to judge. In fact, I'm commanded to love, for we are all flawed, Romans 3:23. And I'm simply striving to point out this isn't a hero venture either. And at least how some can try to spin it to be. And for some reason, let's face it, the ways of the world does want to sugarcoat this. Also saying if you are a certain sex, you can't even talk about it. One, that is sexist. And two, so you're saying I can't care about women or gay people or trans, etc., because I'm not one? Well, then that's also bigoted. And let's face it, the majority of the United States wants the right to abort, exterminate. So the avid listener knows we love math on this podcast. So let's review some numbers. In this case, simply giving thanks that an atheist, by the way, that was Bill Maher, we'll get to that episode issue here shortly, can see what drives someone that is pro-life. Doesn't mean we hate anybody. We love people and we love human rights. And for those for abortion, I see so much passion for one side of the equation, one person's rights over another. And that's what it really is. And according to the National Right of Life, as of April 2024, there had been 63,459,781 abortions, exterminations since Roe versus Wade. Now that is a Holocaust, and then some. And now, since the ways of the world is winning, it's estimated now that 20% of our youth in climbing is identifying as gay or transgender, or somewhere on that spectrum. And it makes sense, really, if I look at society and what's being reflected. But let's use simple logic. Let's half that number to 10%. I do believe it's closer to 20%. Let's just go 10% just to be conservative. Well, that means that 6,345,000 LGBTQ plus have been denied their right to live. Again, simple math. The total number of abortions since Roe versus Wade, then what percentage of that population? See, that's not how all of us think about it that way. Again, we're just thinking on one side of this equation. And Black Lives Matter, in this podcast, at least me personally, I love Black Lives. We celebrate Black Lives in some of our greatest episodes that have ever been on this channel. Search Brother Willie, also known as BW, Brother James from Compton, more recently Gerald. And let me even go further into truth. If you call yourself a Christian, if you truly follow Matt 22:36 through 40, then there is no room for racism or bigotry or sexism for that matter. And as of 2022, the U.S. Census Bureau says we are, I think, roughly about almost just shy of 42 million African Americans in our country, the United States. 333 million total U.S. citizens. So I guess that would put us, if the math is correct, 13%. But another way to look at it is, so roughly 8,249,771 Black lives were denied. Those are sobering numbers. Very serious numbers. An avid listener knows we have no problem calling out religious elite hypocrites. If you are serious about human rights, do you at least see the quandary? And at the end of the day, if you believe in God, okay, here we go. God clearly gives us the freedom to choose, right? I mean, let's be fair. If we look across this world, we see certain religious states. By the way, United States is definitely firmly in its constitution. It's supposed to be separation of church and state. But where others, where it's not, well, then it's definitely the government trying to be God, right? And telling what you can do and what you can't do. So this is something on that flip side we have to factor in with our country, the freedom to choose. There really is no debating that. We are given the free will to follow the word or don't. And wouldn't that really be an indicator of someone who really loves God and Jesus anyway, when they freely want to follow these words versus being force-fed or forced to do it? Again, I go back to myself. As for this flawed hypocrite, I am Romans 3:23, and I also desperately need Romans 8:1. If not, I'm screwed. And again, some of you ask, why do you always just say the verses, but you don't read out the verses? There's a tactic to that, some strategy and tactical maneuvers. I want you just to look it up for yourself. I want you to read it for yourself. So sometimes I'll say it, and sometimes I don't. But just know if you ever wonder on that. So anyway, super hard listening. You might need a palate cleanser after this one. And you say, well, I'm getting mixed signals on this. No, really, I Let's just wrap it on this one then. Ways of the World, who are passionate about abortion, almost made it their own religion. At least you may not like Bill's words, but he does not sugarcoat. And at least factor in and put some empathy in for the ones that do want pro-life. That's what they're fighting for, is the lives of others that have been denied. As for the other side, you can hear me wrestling with it. I do understand. You've heard where I once was, so I can't full-on judge. I just seem to have a different perspective as I've grown older and I've seen my kids and what beautiful adults they've become. And anyway, once you get to that part, if you're fortunate enough to get that part of life, maybe that'll make a little more sense. So in summary, this is a tough subject. There's a reason that's such a hot button for those that want to control and those that want to choose. But just know this, I'm a poster child for this anyway, not necessarily for abortion, but just certain choices lead to certain consequences. And that's what I've had to live with, right? For those, again, avid listeners that know my deeper history in the summer 2020 and that book that I put out, I've dug my own holes for what I wanted to do, right? Versus what really God wanted me to do. And just know, again, wherever you are on the spectrum, you're loved. I keep going here. Romans 3:23, we're all flawed. I know certain people think they're better than you. That's part of what turns a lot of people off from church, right? Let's just face it. But at the end of the day, I'm so thankful for that verse. I'm so thankful that Jesus' own words said we must forgive in order to be forgiven, because we're all flawed. We've got to be super careful about judging, and we are so quick to judge both sides on this subject matter. But we need some love and some empathy, and let's not kill math on the way. All right, thanks if you stuck it this far. Thank you so much. Oh, and if you do want to hear more of that episode, hold on here. That is Real Time with Bill Maher. You can find that on Max, season 22, episode 11, published on the 12th of April, 2024. Again, if you're an avid listener, this shouldn't shock you whatsoever. We just don't always go kumbaya. We'll point it to truth in kumbaya. But one of the reasons that I do like this one, at least on a political standpoint, is because Bill will interview Gavin Newsom, but he'll also interview Governor DeSantis. Two ends of the spectrum. He's not afraid to question things. And even though he's an atheist, we clearly have differences. But I do respect that. Because sometimes our news just comes across too biased. They're either selling blue Kool-Aid or red Kool-Aid. Lastly, with this hot button subject, I'm sure there's going to be some comments. We're not afraid to question things. We're not afraid to get ahead of it, even though it's controversial and it's uncomfortable. That is part about getting real and pursuing truth. So if you have a comment, whether you liked it, didn't like it, questioned this, not sure about that, hit us up at the Contact Us page at frydudes.com. Now go. Love God. Love others. That includes people you don't agree with. If you're doing those two things, these are Jesus' words, Matthew 22:36-40. Everything else you're trying to do correctly, everything else that you're passionate about, really depends on you doing those two things first. All right. I love you. Later.